Hi, this is David. If you own a website like I do, you know how important website security is. It's always a nagging worry in the back of your mind that one of the millions of hackers out there might gain access to your site and destroy your hard work. But I've discovered a solution. With Kinsta, they take care of the technical and security stuff, so you can focus on what you do best, creating great content or selling great products. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and highly dedicated human-only customer support. They provide complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress website is always online, rock-solid secure, and performing at its best. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. Thank you. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, produced exclusively for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk is edited and adapted from Thoughts Are Things by Prentice Mulford, published in 1908. You ask, what is the aim of life? In a sense, you cannot aim your own life. There is a destiny that aims it, a law which governs and carries it. To what? To an ever-increasing and boundless capacity for happiness as your power increases, and increase it must. You cannot stop growing, despite all appearances to the contrary. The pain you have suffered has been through that same growth of the spirit, pressing you harder and harder against what caused you misery, so that at last you should take that pain as a proof that you were on some wrong path, which you must leave behind as soon as possible. When you cry out hard and are living earnest to know the right way, something will always come to tell you the right way, for it is a law of nature that every earnest call is answered. And an earnest demand or prayer for anything always brings the needed supply. What is the aim of life? To get the most happiness out of it. To so learn to live that every coming day will be looked for in the assurance that it will be as full and even fuller of pleasure than the day we now live in. To banish even the recollection that time can hang heavily on our hands, to be thankful that we live, to rise superior to sickness or pain, to command the body through the power of the spirit so that it can feel no pain, to control and command the thought so that it shall ever increase in power to work and act separate, apart, and afar from our body, so that it shall bring us all that we need of house, or land, or food, or clothes, and that without robbing or doing injustice to anyone. To gain in power so that the spirit shall ever recuperate, reinvigorate, and rejuvenate the body, so long as we desire to use it, so that no part or organ shall weaken, wither or decay. To be learning ever new sources of amusement for ourselves and others. To make ourselves so full of happiness and use for others that our presence may ever be welcome to them. To be no one's enemy and everyone's friend. That is the destiny of life in those domains of existence where people as real as we, and much more alive than we, have learned, and are ever learning, how to get the most heaven out of life. That is the inevitable destiny of every individual spirit. You cannot escape ultimate happiness and permanent happiness as you grow on and on through eternity, and all the pains you suffer or have suffered are as prods and pokes to keep you out of the wrong paths, to make you follow the law. And the more sensitive you grow, the more clearly you will see the law which leads away from all pain and ever toward more happiness, and to a state of mind where it is such an ecstasy to live that all sense of time is lost, just as our sense of time is lost when we are deeply interested or amused, or gaze upon a thrilling play or a spectacle, so that in the words of the biblical record, a day shall be as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. The Nirvana of the Hindus suggests all the possibilities of life coming to our planet. Nirvana implying that calmness, serenity, and confidence of mind which comes of the absolute certainty that every effort we make, every enterprise we undertake, must be successful, and that the happiness we realize this month is but the stepping stone to the greater happiness of the next. If you felt that a trip abroad which you now long for and wish for was as certain to come as you are now certain that the sun rose this morning, if you knew that you would achieve your own peculiar and individual proficiency and triumph in painting or writing or as an actor or sculptor or in any business profession, as surely as now you know you can walk downstairs, you would not, of course, feel any uneasiness. Throughout our lives, we should know for an absolute certainty that when we concentrate our mental force or thought on any plan or pursuit or undertaking, we are setting at work the attractive force of thought substance to draw to us the means or agencies or forces or individuals to carry out that plan, as certainly as the force of muscle applied to a line draws the boat to its pier. You worry very little now as to your email reaching its destination, because while you know next to nothing as to what the internet really is, you do know that when it is applied in a certain way, it will carry your message. You should have the same confidence that when your thought is regulated and directed by a certain method, it will do for you what you wish. Before humanity knew how to use electricity, there was as much of it as today, and with the same power as today. But so far as our convenience was concerned, it was quite useless as a tool, for there was a lack of knowledge to direct it. The tremendous power of human thought is today very much in a similar condition. It is wasted because we do not know how to concentrate and direct it. It is worse than wasted because, through ignorance and lifelong habit, we work our mental batteries in the wrong direction and send from us bolt after bolt of ill will toward others, or enviousness, or snarls, or sneers, or some form of ugliness. All this being real energy wrongly and ignorantly applied, which may strike and hurt others, and will certainly hurt us. Here is the cornerstone of all successful effort. Never in thought acknowledge an impossibility. Never in mind reject or scorn what to you may seem the wildest idea, because in doing so, you may not know what you are closing the door against. To say anything is impossible because it seems impossible to you is just so much training in the dangerous habit of calling out impossible to every new idea. Your mind is then a prison full of doors, barred to all outside, and you the only inmate. All things are possible with God. God works in and through you. To say impossible as to what you may do or become is a sin. It is denying God's power to work through you. It is denying the power of the infinite Spirit to do through you far more than what you are now capable of conceiving in mind. To say impossible is to set up your relatively weak limit of comprehension as the standard of the universe. It is as audacious as to attempt the measurement of endless space with a yardstick. When you say impossible and I can't, you make a present impossibility for yourself. This thought of yours is the greatest hindrance to the possible. You should say instead, it is possible for me to become anything which I admire. It is possible for me to become a writer, an entrepreneur, an actor, an artist. You have then thrown open the door to your own temple of art within you. So long as you said impossible, you kept it closed. Your I can't was the iron bolt locking that door against you. Your I can is the power shoving back that bolt. You see today a healthy baby. It cannot lift a pound, but you know there lies in that feeble child the powers and possibilities which, 20 years hence, may enable it to lift with ease 200 pounds. So the greater power, the coming spiritual power, can be foretold for us, who are now relatively babes spiritually. The reason for life's being so unhappy here in this region of being is that since we do not know the law, we go against it and get thereby its pains instead of its pleasures. The law cannot be entirely learned by us out of past records or the past experience of anyone, no matter to what power they might have attained. Such records or lives may be very useful to us as suggestions, but while there are general principles that apply to all, there are also individual laws that apply to every separate and individualized person. You cannot follow directly in my track in making yourself happier and better, nor can I in yours. Because every one of us is made up of a different combination of elements, as elements have entered into and formed our spirits, our real selves, through the growth and evolution of ages. You must study and find out for yourself what your nature requires to bring it to permanent happiness. You are a book for yourself. You must open this book page after page and chapter after chapter as they come to you with the experience of each day, each month, each year, and read them. No one else can read them for you like you can for yourself. No one else can think exactly as you think, or feel just as you feel, or be affected just as you are affected by other forces or persons about you. And for this reason, no other person can judge what you really need to make your life more complete, more perfect, more happy, so well as yourself. You must find out for yourself what association is best for you, what food is best for you, and what method in any business, any art, any profession, brings you the best results. You can be helped very much by conferring with others who are similarly interested. you can be very much helped by those who may have more knowledge than you of general laws. You can be greatly helped to get force or courage or new ideas to carry out your undertakings by meeting at regular intervals with earnest, sincere, and honest people who have also some definite purpose to accomplish. But when you accept any man or any woman as an infallible guide or authority and do exactly as they say, you are off the main track, because then you are making the experiments of another person, formed of a certain combination of elements, the rule for your own individual combination of elements, when your combination may be very different, and differently acted on by the elements outside of it. There are certain general laws, but every individual must apply the general law to him or herself. It is a general law that the wind will propel a ship, but every vessel does not use the air in exactly the same fashion. I can try out your methods as experiments, but I must remember they are only experiments. I must avoid that so common error, the error of slavish copy and idolatry of another. Jesus of Nazareth once bade certain of his followers not to worship him. "Call me not good. There is none good save God alone," said Christ, "and I am the way and the life." Meaning, as the text interprets itself to me, that as to certain general laws of which he was aware, and by which he also as a spirit was governed, Jesus knew and could give certain information, but he never did assert that his individual life, with all the human infirmity or defect that he had, quote, taken upon him, was to be strictly copied. Jesus did pray to the infinite spirit of good for more strength and deliverance from the sin of fear when his spirit quailed at the prospect of his crucifixion, and in doing so he conceded that he, as a spirit, powerful as he was, needed help as much as any other spirit, and knowing this, he refused to pose before his followers as God or the infinite, but told them that when they desired to bow before the Almighty and never to be comprehended power, to worship God alone, God the eternal and unfathomable moving power of the boundless universe, the power that no person has ever seen or ever will see, save as we see its varying expressions in sun, star, cloud, wind, bird, flower, animal, or in we ourselves.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.